Rescue teams in Tanzania have established contact with survivors, still trapped under the rubble of a four-story building that collapsed in Dar es Salaam's bustling Kariakoo market area. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Supplies of water, glucose, and oxygen are being delivered to those trapped through small openings in the debris. The collapse, which occurred on Saturday morning, has so far claimed 13 lives, while 84 people have been rescued, according to the latest figures from President Samia Suluhu Hassan. Seven survivors were pulled from the building's basement on Sunday, Dar es Salaam's Regional Commissioner Albert Chalamila said. "We remain hopeful that more survivors will be found," he said, though the total number of people still trapped remains unclear. Prime Minister Kassim Majaliwa vowed authorities would not rest until everyone trapped is rescued, saying, "We will ensure we rescue each and every person or soul still in the rubble." Dramatic rescues amid cheers from crowds. Large crowds gathered at the scene, applauding as survivors were carried out on stretchers and transported to nearby hospitals. Initially, first responders worked with sledgehammers and bare hands to clear the debris, but cranes and heavy machinery were later deployed to speed up the operation. The building collapsed around 9 o'clock local time, 6 o'clock GMT, before the market area became too crowded, possibly averting a higher death toll. Investigations and building safety concerns. President Hassan has tasked the Prime Minister with leading a thorough inspection of all buildings in the Kariakoo area. Authorities will also investigate the collapsed building, including obtaining full details from its owner. Dar es Salaam, one of the world's fastest-growing cities, has faced criticism for lax enforcement of building regulations. While the exact cause of this collapse remains unknown, investigations are set to commence once rescue efforts are concluded. This incident has reignited concerns about construction standards in the rapidly expanding urban centre. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.